My concern here is with the morality of the practice of interrogational torture, whether the practice is informal or formalized. As with slavery, and unlike genocide or murder, there is no self-contradiction in supposing that torture might be morally defensible. But the circumstances of its conceivable defensibility are unrealistic in philosophically interesting ways. It is unrealistic to think decision makers can predict when torture will effectively yield vital information, and to think the practice will be containable. It is unwarranted to believe humane alternatives are impossible, and disastrous to reduce motivation to create them. The level of evidence available to interrogators regarding a suspect's identity, knowledge of vital detail, ability to recall it, or reasons for not providing it is unacceptable. It's an unacceptable level of evidence. And finally, the costs of success would negate the gains sought, or so I argue. John Rawls argued that it could have been morally justifiable, or perhaps excusable, to support slavery at a time when slavery was an improvement over the prior practice of slaughtering all the adult males of a conquered people. Enslavement of the conquered enabled future prisoner exchange to everyone's advantage. Slavery was an evil, but tolerating it then, if Rawls was right, to suppose it might have been the best realistically available alternative, was not a further evil.